Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, the voice of liberation, broadcasting from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on July 5th, 2002. It is now 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call toll-free 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. Love to hear from you. You can still access our program through Blog Talk Radio at 646-652-4620. Send us your emails to comments@libertytalkradio.com. You can now listen to Liberty Talk Radio, Liberty Talk Radio on 1170 KFAQ Live and also 1100 KFNX in Phoenix. Saturday evenings between 7 and 8, we come on right after the Glenn Beck Show, which gives us a great following, because of, you know, the number of people that are listening in at that time, I guess. And so last Saturday we got jammed with calls. In fact, we couldn't even take them all. We had released three calls that we got in. So that was very encouraging. You can now listen. Let me see, where am I? I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, sutton-associates.net, and sign up. In his monthly newsletter and podcast, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. For your daily commentary on current issues, I suggest that you read the briefs by Paul Jacobs, Common Sense. Just go to thisiscommonsense.com. I read it every day, folks. I mean, it's terrific. It really gives you an insight of what's going on. It sets your mind straight. Liberty Talk Radio broadcasts are archived and available from our website as well as iTunes. You may also follow us on Twitter under @LibertyJoe. Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. I know we had big changes to our website. I'm not sure if that subscribe icon is still in that. I don't even know where it is, because now we integrated it with the video and all this other stuff. It's a terrific website. Really complicated. I don't even know how to use it. So, you know, good luck when you go there. You'll see pictures and videos and everything. It's really terrific. Go visit our website, libertytalkradio.com. Good morning, everyone. I even lost my notes this morning, but I don't think I need my notes. And with me this morning, I have with me my co-host, my wife, my lovely wife, Erin. Erin, say hello.
Oh, good morning.
Wait, hold on a second. I don't know if they have your mic on. Let's see. Try that.
Okay, good morning.
Yeah. Try those.
All right.
We're just getting set up here.
Am I on now?
I don't know.
1, 2, 3, 4,
can you
five.
Hear yourself?
I think I did. Now I do. Yes.
Okay, all right. She's on the air again. It's my wife, Erin. She's co-hosting. First of all, I'm quite an invalid this morning. I had an operation on my my wrist, and I can't function very well. I can't touch anything, it seems, without knocking something over. And also, I have not been feeling well lately. And I said, please help me this morning. I'm just going to need some help. In fact, this morning, I just realized that I set up this program for a day in June, not July, and I had 2 minutes in which to reschedule the broadcast. Would you believe it? And I said, oh, I'm going to have to cancel again, because last week I had to cancel, unfortunately. We had to cancel last week because we had technical problems. Actually, a line switch went on us and blew everything. Anyway, here we are. Today's broadcast is Got Freedom? Sorry, don't think so. When we think of the word freedom, we use that term very loosely. We say, we got freedom. You know, we have our troops in Afghanistan fighting for our freedom. I don't think we know what the heck we're talking about. We haven't the foggiest idea what we're talking about when we talk about freedom. I mean, I don't mind if someone says, well, we don't have freedom. We have a controlled society of regulation, you know, and that's what I'm fighting for. I have no problem with that. If that's the way you want to live, that's fine. That's not the way I want to live. But at least be honest and truthful about it. But we're not honest and truthful. We send our young men and women to Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, Syria, wherever. Places we can't even find on a map, you know. For, of course, because they're such danger to us, you know. If we weren't bombing Syria right now, oh my goodness gracious, we wouldn't even exist as a nation. How disingenuous could we be? And then we send our troops over there and we say, well, they're fighting for our freedom. Well, who told you that? Who told you that? Who told you that they're fighting for our freedom? Did you tell you that? Did they tell you that? No, the government told you that. Now, what is the government there for? Will the government tell you why they're there? Heck no, they're not going to tell you that. Because if they told you the reason why they were there, you wouldn't send your young men and women, your children. You say, screw you, you want to do that? Go over there. So they say, well, they're going over there to protect our freedom. And so you can be proud of your young men and women because they're protecting our freedom. What crap that is. And we buy it. We buy it every time. We're becoming a nation of jelly brains. How about jelly brain America? I don't know what is wrong with us. I mean, when I speak to people, I really think they're clinically insane. What they say makes absolutely no sense. And I keep on asking them. I mean, simple things. I love
my freedom here. That's why I love my country. I love my freedom.
Oh, yeah, what do you mean by freedom? What do you mean by you love your country? Can you explain that to me?
I love my country. Love it. If you don't love your country, get the hell out.
That's the only answer you get. I love my country. What do you mean love? You love the concrete or the trees? You know? You love the traffic lights? The streams? The desert? What do you love? I mean, what a stupid statement. We say stupid things and we believe it. You know why? Because we're stupid. As a nation, we're just stupid. And I just don't know why. I just have no idea. No idea why we cannot think that. And if someone says, well, you know, that doesn't make sense, they get angry. It's like saying 1 + 1 = 3. You say, well, let me show you something. I think it may be 2. Let me show you why. And the person gets angry.
Well, I like it 3. That's where it's going to be. It's going to be 3.
That's stupid.
Joe, do you think people used to be as stupid as they are nowadays?
Oh, of course not. They used to be independent. They came here from Europe, all over the world they came here from. And you think those people were stupid? No. They knew how to survive. They knew when someone was conning them. Today, no. They didn't have television. They didn't have smartphones. We got smartphones and dumb people. We're dumb. We're all dumb. Each one of us.
What do you think has caused the big difference? I mean, you know, I've read older novels, Jane Eyre, for example, Sense and Sensibility, and the conversations people used to have were just phenomenal, the sentences they created. And it wasn't something that nowadays we would only see such verbiage written, we never speak it. And I wonder what, other than just that we do things so much faster nowadays and more quote-unquote efficiently, why do we allow everything else to change along with it?
You know what? I don't know. I watch every once in a while the Turner Classic movies, the black and white, the old black and white movies. The camera would be set in a room and wouldn't move. The camera would not move for 20 minutes. And there'd be a conversation going on between two people. And you'd be absolutely captivated by it. They're in a room. Two people. And you're captivated by it. Today you have cars flying off roofs. Helicopters flying through buildings. Monsters. All over the place. And nothing. They don't keep the same focus for more than 3 seconds. And, you know, we've trained our minds that we have to have faster to keep our interest. And then when you listen to the people speak in the movies, you can't understand them.
Well, this is what it's going to be, man.
I mean, they're jerks. They're all jerks. And they get Academy Awards. They're jerks. Every one of them. I don't know. I'm in a bad mood this morning. You know, I think it's what I said. It's evolved into laziness because we have been, and we're an industrialized nation. that afforded us things like television and soft couches and a lot of free time. We have a lot of free time. You know, in many countries around the world, except for France, of course, you know, which is bankrupt, they work long hours. And when they come home, they're tired, you know, and they have things to tend to. Things to tend to. We don't have things to tend to. We make enough money so we have people tend for us. So we don't do anything. We come home and we watch television. We have our hamburger, french fries, and Coke, and we watch television all night. Of course, with the potato chips all night. And that's all we do. And the television makes us dumb because we start thinking that way. We think exactly the way people act on TV. There's no logic. I mean, listen to the news. The news is no logic. Now, here's something for you. Talk about gut freedom, right? You want to know what's going on. There's probably a billion things going on in the world in any one day. A billion things. The news picks 12 things and they tell you, tune in and stay informed. Well, your 12 freaking things are going to keep me informed. What about the other billion things?
And then half of the 12 things are human interest stories.
Yeah, they're human. Yeah, yeah. And here's a woman who lost a dog for 4 days and it came back. You know, here, Ellie Mae. You know, what kind of garbage is that? Unbelievable. I cannot believe we're that stupid.
It's just that it's not news.
You're right, it's not news. It's human interest garbage. It's the type of stuff that people listen to because their brains can't function. We've become one of the laziest. Could you imagine sending your young men and women to war? War, not war, to a foreign country, 7,000, 8,000 miles away, have no reason why you're there, and be proud that your kids are dying for our country. You've got to have your head examined. Do you ever question, why the heck is my son in Afghanistan? Oh, no, man, because I'm a pure-blood American, you know, I'm American, I'm not like you, you communist son of a bitch. You know, it's so stupid. If we question anything, we're un-American. You know, last night, my wife and I, we watched the 4th of July fireworks here in Tulsa. They had beautiful display. Let me be honest with you. I didn't want to go. First of all, I didn't feel well. I got this thing on my arm, and I'm just not feeling well. I didn't want to go. Well, I went anyway because all friends went with me, so I went. And I said, what the heck am I sitting here for? I got depressed sitting there, waiting for the fireworks. What the heck am I waiting for? Fireworks? What do the fireworks represent? Our freedom? I don't think so. Now you're probably asking yourself, what do you mean by that? Well, let me tell you something. Well, with this new passage, Patient Care Act, what do they call it? The Obamacare. The Affordability Act. I like the Patient Affordability Act. I like that. They name it what they want you to believe. Don't read the text. Push it. Too stupid to believe to read the text and understand it. Just read the caption. That's what our government does. They give us captions, like the Patriot Act. Well, you gotta believe in the Patriot Act, man. What's the matter with you? You're unpatriotic?
The Patriot Act is unpatriotic.
That's right. That's right, honey. You're right. Absolutely. They're both unpatriotic. Absolutely unbelievable that we believe that. And in this, now, by 2014, we all have to have, either on a card or in our body, implanted RFID chip. You can be followed by government anywhere in the world. Oh, that's freedom, all right. That's really freedom for you. You know, we have no thought process whatsoever. I was depressed, actually depressed, sitting there, watching those stupid. You know, here we are. All the cities are having budgetary problems. All having budgetary problems. You know, but they'll spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on fireworks. Because they don't want it to appear. They don't want it to appear. The headline, remember the headline, the Patriot Act. They don't want it to appear that we're unpatriotic. Well, if you're patriotic, you keep your fireworks to yourself. Save the hundreds of thousands of dollars and use that to pave the streets if you have to do anything. I think this country, I tell you, there's no hope for this country. It is now almost 15 minutes to the hour, and it's time for our break. I need a squirt. Give me some coffee. I need a
calm down or something like that. I don't know what's the matter with me. I just need to calm down. Just hold on. We have station identification.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Good morning, folks. This is Joe Cristiano. I'm your host for Liberty Talk Radio. I have my wife with me co-hosting because she's helping me. I'm sort of an invalid today. People think I'm an invalid every day, so I'll have to agree with them. And my lovely wife, Erin.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I'm ranting about got freedom. No, I don't think so. Okay? And please, give me a call. 888-773-4496, 888-773-4496. That's a toll-free number I pay for, believe it or not. And, of course, your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. If you call in, dial 1. Just dial 1 if you want to make a comment or express your opinion, please. Yeah, here we go.
Is that the number?
Hold on a second. This one here?
Is that the number?
Yes.
That's not what you said.
What did I say? Did I say 888-773-4496?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. My wife just corrected me. 888-773-4496. I'm sorry. I've never made that mistake before. Well, there's always a first time, as you know. But, you know, let's look at Got Freedom for a second, okay? Let's look at it, right? Now, I don't mind if people say we don't have freedom, and that's what I like about the United States, you know? But we don't have freedom, right? What about the millions, maybe by hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of pages of regulation that Washington spews out? Millions. Is that freedom? How do you equate that to freedom? When you have millions of pages of regulation, how do you equate that to freedom? Now, here's a beauty. With this Obamacare, I heard all sorts of estimates of how long it was, from 907 pages to 2,700 pages, but it's immaterial because there's all references to other acts that you have to go to, and they tie in. It comes to thousands and thousands of pages. Who read that thing? Nobody. 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 We actually had the Speaker of the House. This is the third person in line. President, Vice President, Speaker of the House. That's the way it goes. Third person in line in this country. This is Nancy Pelosi, 3 years ago, said we have to pass, when they brought it up the first time, we have to pass this act so we can find out what's in it. Just think of that. She said that. We have to pass this act so we can find out what's in it. Now, at that very moment, they should have impeached her. They should have, Nancy, you've gone stark raving mad, you're out. She should have been thrown out. I mean, and headline. No one said anything. Headline. But we become so dumb, we go, well, I guess we're a pencil, we can read it. Because we become so dumb, that's what we do. All right, you got freedom. All right, here, immigration. You want to come and go? You can't come and go as you please. You want people to come here? They can't come here. We have millions of illegal immigrants. That's not freedom. Oh, you can say, well, they have to come here because they got any papers. You know, they need papers. That's not freedom. We don't have freedom. Everything that we do every day is not freedom. We pay taxes to a government that we don't like. Is that freedom? That's not freedom. We got the biggest military in the world. Biggest military in the world. 150. Over 150 bases that may be 200 bases. There's only 192 countries in the world. We got bases in nearly every country in the world. That's freedom? Sending out men and women overseas to man bases overseas? Why? Why? We have bases in Japan? Why? But we're too stupid to ask the question. We have bases in South Korea? Why?
Well, the North Koreans will come over and they'll fight them and all that.
So what? Now, if they came to California, I can say we had a problem. No one ever comes to our shore. We go to their shore. Listen to this, folks. They don't come to our shores. We go to their shores. And we start trouble. That's freedom? I don't think so. Aaron, you have any examples of what is not freedom in this country?
Well, right now we can still read what we want to read at libraries.
Aha, uh-huh, that's a good point. All right, the libraries, they have, to, I guess they haven't,
We can still get what we want to read.
Yeah, that's
although
true.
Although I'm afraid that
that
we read is tracked, perhaps.
Right. Well, what about our tax code? Our tax code. Look at the tax code. It's ridiculous. Does anyone understand it? No. No one. Everyone. The experts will say no one understands it. Absolutely no one. We have such a complicated tax code. No one, even the people who write the stupid stuff, who update it, don't understand it. You have a tax code that's so ominous and so confusing, no one understands it. Is that freedom? No. I don't know where people say that we're free. I want to drive a car. I need a driver's license. Now, here's a beauty. Now, you say, well, you need a driver's license. People driving into the street, they'd be driving into walls. Well, then they kill themselves. So stupid. Here in Tulsa, if you want to cut hair, you have to get a cosmetology license. You have to go to school for 2 years. Cost a fortune. Learn how to dye hair. All this crap because you want to cut something. You want to be a barber.
I don't think it's quite that long.
You don't think so?
No. Not that long.
Maybe it's part-time if you go part-time.
It's not that long a period, but you do have to take some kind of classes.
It's expensive,
and
though.
And there also are classes for becoming a barber.
Yeah, it's amazing. Every single barber that I know is a cosmetologist. Every one. You know, but listen, why do you have to go to school? Why do you need a license to cut hair? And you know what someone tell me? I swear, I ask people, they go, well, what if you mess up the haircut? I go, so you lose your customer. You don't have any customers. The hair will grow back. I mean, why would you cut someone's hair when you don't know how to cut the hair? You know, you would experiment on your sons and your daughters, you know. Of course you wouldn't. You know, you would go to somebody who actually is, you know, a barber, and they would train you.
Do you know what you're talking about, Joe, is that having a license gives the state an opportunity to hold something over the heads of people who perform service activities, for example, such as cutting hair, so that if they did do something wrong that they, you know, that the board got crossways with, they could threaten them with loss of their license and therefore loss of their ability to continue that occupation.
Absolutely.
That's why we have it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you have a bureaucrat somewhere making lots of money who does nothing, produces nothing, but takes big money and gets fantastic benefits from the taxpayer, right? So that this person can so-called monitor those people. So if there is a complaint that my hair was done wrong, that this person's license could be taken away, there could be a trial. I mean, this is ridiculous. So if you cut someone's hair wrong, that's it. That's a big deal.
Don't you think that some occupations should be under that?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
What about physicians? What about audiologists?
Well, let me put it this way. If guy put a sign up and said, hey, I'm a doctor. I operate on lungs. Come on in. You know, if you have a lung problem, I wouldn't go to him. It's self-regulating. The whole thing is self-regulating. Who would you go to? If you had a problem, what doctor would you go to? Well, you would go to with someone who has a reputation and credentials, and you've been to school and done all the things that they have to do and have been practicing for a long period of time and has a good history, you know, that's who I would go to. I don't look at someone's board certification. Look how many, I've had two operations and two bad operations. I can't sue anybody. Not that I would anyway. If that happens, it happens. I mean, and what hospital would allow a surgeon to perform surgery? Only if you were damn good. Because if you weren't, you'd sue the hospital. It actually, things are very self-regulating. They become unregulated once we have external regulation. I'm convinced of that, honey. I'm absolutely convinced of that. Take, for example, mandatory driver's insurance, car insurance. Say, well, you got to have insurance because if you didn't, then you get an accident. You know, people have no insurance. Now, let's take a scenario. Insurance is not mandatory. Auto insurance is not mandatory. Collision and all that other stuff and liability, not mandatory, right? All right. When you go out and buy yourself a car, let's say not expensive car, $24,000 car, would you put that car on the road that's knowing that half the people out there have no insurance? Would you?
No, of course not.
You wouldn't buy it. I'm not going to buy that car. Now, an insurance company comes over and says, look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll offer you insurance, not only if you hit somebody, but if an uninsured motorist hits you, you can buy insurance and you'll be covered. You know, medical and all that other stuff, okay? Would you buy the car?
Yeah.
Sure you would. It's self-regulated. Believe me, the market self-regulates that. And just because you have regulations that say you have to have insurance, still, I think 25% of the people driving out there in Oklahoma don't have insurance.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
You know, that's what I heard. I think it's even higher than that. And in fact, the uninsured motorist is more expensive than your own insurance. You know, our insurance would be only a couple hundred dollars a year, but the uninsured part of it is incredibly expensive. So it's already there. We have the regulation, but it doesn't do anything.
So when you said just a second ago that things become unregulated when we have external regulation, you meant they become unregulated by the marketplace.
That's right. Absolutely. And you lose control. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. Just a gut feeling. What percent of the people do you think would, if they were buying a new car, $20,000, $30,000 car, would buy insurance to cover it? What percent of the people buying new cars would do that?
The majority would.
Yeah, the majority. All right, what if you were buying a three-year-old car for, let's say, $15,000, $20,000?
Well, you might be less likely to buy some, but...
Yeah, but most people would.
Still buy insurance.
It's $15,000, you go out, someone hits you, car's gone. No, you wouldn't do that.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
Protect it.
That's absolutely, we'd be protecting ourselves. So that's exactly what happens. So you don't have to be regulated on anything. And you know what? My favorite subject is immigration. And I'll tell you, I'm going to talk about this Saturday night on KFAQ and KFNX. You know, this thing I'm never going to, I don't understand. I just don't understand. We say, you know, this is a country of laws. No, it's not. No, 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 no. I have to disagree with you. Because when we came over here, we weren't invited. The Indians, the Native Americans, didn't send a letter, you know, to the monarchs in Europe and say, would you please send your soldiers here, please, to kill us and subjugate us, please? No, 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 no. If you think they did, you're wrong. You see what happened? We came over here, and we say, hey, look at this nice place. We want it. Yes. And these people here, these natives here, they're in our way. Goodbye. Now, no one invited us here. We came here. We settled. Now, someone through Mexico, you know, struggles through the desert. Risk their lives to cross the Rio Grande to come here to work. They're illegal. Now, I need the moral justification for that. We come here uninvited, kill the people who live here, take their land, and whoever's left, we put on what we thought was the worst land. It had oil in it, unfortunately. We didn't know it, you know. And we put them on the worst land that we can find. We treat them as fourth-class citizens, right? And that's fair. But yet, if someone risked their life coming here, to come here to work on our farms, of which we don't want to do, you know, in the 104-degree heat in the summertime, you know, they're illegal. Someone please explain that to me.
isn't the problem that our country simply doesn't politically want to expand the number of aliens accepted from Central America adequately? Isn't it all just a political issue, not so much where the people come from?
Oh, yeah. I don't think it has anything to do with where people come from. I mean, we did the same thing to the... we felt the same way about the Orientals coming over here. You know, people from Southeast Asia. You know, we put them all together. Well, look at during World War II. We put internment camps, you know. And we're wonderful. You know, it was a real wonderful free country, you know. You know, people over there, just because they're of Oriental descent, they go internment camps during World War II. Isn't that nice? But yet we were at war with Germany and Italy, and yet we didn't put the Italians and the Germans in internment camps. Could someone please explain that to me? Let's stop for station identification. I need some more coffee or something. I don't know. I need something.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure Libertarian Talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Joe Cristiano. I'm happy with me this morning, a co-host, my wife, Erin Cristiano. And we have about 10 minutes more broadcasting. We'd like for you to call in 888-773-4496. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. We're talking about freedom, the concept of freedom. And in fact, the title of the broadcast is, Got Freedom? I don't think so. You know, everything we do in this country is now regulated. Look at the poor kid who put out a lemonade stand and got arrested. Yeah, what, that 7-year-old, 5-year-old kid put out a lemonade stand, got arrested for selling lemonade without a license. Well, come on. What do you need a license to sell something for? I mean, if you have a restaurant and people go there and they get sick, guess what happens to the restaurant? Honey, what do you think happens to the restaurant if the first day they open, people go there and they get sick?
Well, it doesn't have much of a probability of continuing an operation.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody quits going.
Yeah, and it's just that they've spent $50,000 opening. It's a fortune. Do you know when people open a restaurant, people don't realize how expensive it is. I mean, the not only the kitchens and whatever, but you know, a sign alone, you see those signs outside a restaurant, they're nice signs. They cost $5,000 and $10,000.
More than that.
And some, well, more than that, probably so. I mean, I don't, but I've known of them to be $5,000 and $10,000, and more than that, my wife says. So you think someone is going to invest all that money so they can make food to get people sick, then have no customers, and then what? After that, after they get sick, what do? They sue. Right? They sue the person. That person's in court, gets sued for everything. Boy, what a wonderful... That's really smart. That's really smart, you know? I want to open a restaurant, get everyone sick, so I can lose all my money in the restaurant, right? Get sued. They take everything I have and wind up probably in prison. That's a game plan. Let's do that right away. You know, it's so dumb. We are so... I can't believe how dumb we are as a people. We are incredibly dumb. Well, you know, if you don't have a license, well, what does that license say? Now, I'll tell you one thing. We do have inspections. But the inspections don't have to be held by the city. They can be private inspections. I would prefer they be private inspections rather than the city. They're probably more efficient and more thorough.
Who would do that? Who would be interested in doing that?
Well, but you got to pay for it. You see, before I went to a restaurant, if there was no licensing, what I would say is that, you know, I'd say, has this restaurant ever been inspected? I mean, that would be something that I would be trained to do. We don't do that now because we assume that the city is going to every restaurant making sure it's clean. They get to 1 out of 1,000 restaurants if they're lucky, you know? But let's assume, all right, that we don't have anything. We don't have any regulation. Well, the first thing I would want to see is a certificate from a licensee, a private licensing agency, said this place has been inspected on this date, you know, and has met all the standard of blah, 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 blah. And then you have a method of assurance that this place is not a filthy place and you're not going to get sick. But still, even if they didn't have that, then what? People get sick, no one goes there, they're out of business again. I mean, what happens to self-interest? We're very, very interested in ourselves. We don't want to fail. You know, people, oh, no, it won't work that way. There's all graft and corruption, and once you get into private. No, there's graft and corruption now. Graft and corruption is now with the government.
So if, when you talk about the market limiting things or the market controlling and acting as a regulator, really what you're saying is that failure in the marketplace is really that limiting factor, that regulation is really failure of some entity, some business, some activity that someone's trying to do. If they're not good at it, that's how the market is limiting their activity, right?
No. I'm looking at her. I don't know.
No. Well, now, say
that again. Say that again. I'm sorry, folks. I'm not here this morning. I'm medicated from my arm and the whole bit, and my mind is not functioning properly.
Yeah. Okay, you said before. I'm just trying to think back to what.
All right,
you said
I know you're trying to keep me honest, and I love you for it. That's
all
right, okay.
All right. Okay, so you said before that things become unregulated when we have external regulation by the government.
Right. That, yeah.
Whatever things they're trying to regulate, in effect, they become unregulated because of the way that people try to get around the regulation. And so you're saying that the marketplace would do a better job of regulating things if we didn't have the quote-unquote or the governmental regulation. And I just said the way the market would be regulating things is through failure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Failure of those things that didn't work right.
Absolutely. That's the way it happened 100 years ago. People would go in business. I mean, there was no regulation back then. They'd go in business. And, you know, we thrived. All these businesses thrived. You know, most of the businesses we have today would not exist if they had to start today. Because they couldn't get through the regulations.
Well, things can't get through the regulation. Things that are trying to open, the people that I know of, they're trying to open little businesses of different kinds. They tell me, well, we had to wait for this, and then we had to have that. And, you know, the amount of regulation and red tape and stuff they have to go through is phenomenal.
Yeah. John Stossel did a show on this a few years ago, and he went to India to try to open up a business, a very simple business, a little store, put a little sign out, and he wanted to sell Frisbees. Little plastic Frisbees, you know, with some name on it or something like that. I forgot what it was. It was some innocuous thing. I mean, very simple. He wanted to sell Frisbees out of a little store. And he had to go through, what he had to go through was unbelievable. And he never got the store open. And he finally went to they finally interviewed some guy who was the head of all these regulating agencies. And they said, and the man says, "Well," he says, "if we didn't have these regulations, we'd have panic and confusion, and you know, he says it wouldn't work." He said, "It'd just be all confusing, you know." And and then he went to, I think it was Singapore or Hong Kong. I think it was Hong Kong, and he wanted to open up same store. He went there and he went to a counter and he put down the name of the store and what he was selling, and his name, and a telephone number, and stuff like that, and his address. He gave it to him, and they gave him a piece of paper, and he went and he opened the store. He said it was like he went there, and he got a slip of paper, and he opened the store. He said all they wanted to know is the name of the store. That's all they wanted to know. And he said he opened the store, and of course, it was a silly store. It was just sold Frisbees, and he went out, you know, was trying to sell Frisbees. He didn't sell any Frisbees, obviously. People came in because they were curious more than anything else. But it wasn't whether or not his product was saleable. It was whether or not it was what it took to open the place up. Now, look at Hong Kong. Hong Kong is thriving. And yet, although India is doing so much better today, still, they have, you know, 900 million people in abject poverty. I mean, abject poverty, and they can't do anything. And they can't. They have this caste system where if you're born in a certain level and you try to do something of another level, they'll kill you. I mean, you're gone. I mean, you can't. I mean, it's really kind of a horrible place.
There have been changes in that over the years.
Yeah, there has been. Yeah,
I'm sure it's still.
Yeah.
Existence.
Yeah. You know, my point, folks, is that, you know, if you think we've got freedom, we don't. We've got regulation. We say, got regulation? You bet we do. We got regulation up the gazoo. We got regulations all over the place. You can't do anything. You know, my house has been paid for now, what, about 10 years, honey, or so? And 15 years, I guess. Oh, geez.
I don't know, long time.
Wow, maybe 15 years. And yet, you know, I don't own this house. I still rent it from the government. I pay taxes on it. You know, I pay taxes, and most of the taxes go to schools. Well, I have no kids in schools. They say, well, don't you should contribute to the education of our students and, you know, our citizens, blah, blah, blah. And that's garbage. That is absolute garbage. We shouldn't have government schools. Government schools suck. We all know that. They just stink. They just absolutely stink, and there's no reason to have. And the people who are in charge of education should be the parents, not the government. We shouldn't have government schools anyway. But I'm just saying that we're not free. Look at everything today. When you go out and everything that you do, see how much of that is free. Everything you do, there's either a license or you need something, permission from somebody to do everything, it seems. I wish we had a caller on the line, but that caller didn't make any comment. I'm disappointed in that. 614 area code. I don't know where that is. Anyway, but you know, I just wish we would think about that, and that we would resist more of these regulations that the government it puts to us, and in the form of some, like, you know, the Affordable Health Care Act. The Affordable Care Act, or what is it called? Is it
Affordable Health Care Act?
Affordable, you know, well, affordable for who? From who? For who? I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. You know, it forcing people, you have to have insurance. You have to have insurance. If you don't, you get fined. And then depending on what you call it, a fine or a certain or a tax, depending if it's constitutional. What stupid stuff? What stupid judges? Stupid, stupid, stupid judges. They're all stupid. Well, let's call it a tax. Okay, then it's constitutional. What's stupid? Just because you call something different, it's constitutional? How stupid could you be? They're just jerks. All of them are jerks. Supreme Court of jerks. Every one of them. I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for any of them. None of them.
I hear your disappointment with that ruling.
Oh, God. Jeez. Anyway, it's almost, let's see, we only have an hour and 20 minutes. Any closing comments?
Well, it's been a pleasure. I'm sorry that I didn't add any more excitement to the program today, but I hope I helped a little bit, Joe.
You certainly did, honey. Thank you very much. And now here we go. Here's our bumper song. Gotta be Ooh. Careful what I say. Ooh. Blew everyone's ear off. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for the financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. Ranch Acres Audiology is a family hearing practice at 3227 East 31st Street in Tulsa. They may be reached at 918-749-7711. Call them for all your hearing needs. You'll be glad you did. Folks, you can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing the liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated, your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. The government is like training wheels. They control your ride and every move. And that's what I was talking about today, folks. You know, we no longer take responsibility for ourselves, and we no longer accept risk. We wait for the government to do everything for us. It's a shame. Ron Paul has a sign as this that says, don't steal, the government hates competition. With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.